We are joined by Olin Buchanan of TexAgs.com. He's joined us before. Olin, thanks so much for coming on this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, so let's see. There's a little bit of fall camp going on down in College Station, and that's about it, right?
I wish. I'll say this. I've never had more to write about in an off season. I think I had more to write about this off season than I did during the season. And of course, down here in College Station, everybody's saying, "Man, we can just hardly wait till practice starts, so they can, you know, get Johnny Manziel's off season behind them." And what do you know? Of course, the day before practice starts, that the biggest story yet breaks. So, plenty to do.
Hey, Olin, this is Wally. We talked about Manziel at length at the media days, but isn't it usually common by now for somebody to have denied it?
Yeah, you would think so. And it's interesting to me that, number one, Johnny, who's tweeted on everything, hasn't tweeted anything. And then, yesterday, Kevin Sumlin had a news conference, and he basically said that he hadn't heard about the investigation until that story broke, and that he really hadn't talked to Johnny yet, which struck me as odd, especially the part about not talking to Johnny yet, because I would think as a head coach, that as soon as I heard about it, I would have thought that would have been the first call I made. He said they were having a team function, and he was also talking about the fact that they did have a player that they die in a tragic car accident last week, and so they had a lot going on, but it just seemed, so maybe that maybe that's the reason, but it does seem to me that would have been one of the first calls he'd have made as soon as he found out. But that's just me.
What is the feel there around campus? And I'm sure that, the coaching staff is ready to get camp underway so you can kind of put all this behind. But as far as the fan reaction, message boards or anything like that, you see A-Rod, how, he's going to get booed when he goes places. What is the overall feel about Johnny Manziel right now?
Well, I think the majority of it is of fans, because not everybody's obviously going to think alike. But I think the majority of Aggies are, number one, very frustrated. Frustrated that, here's another thing, he's been, Aggies have defended him, and in most cases, rightly so, for some of the things in the offseason that really got blown out of proportion. But this is obviously, these are huge allegations. And, so they're frustrated that, here it goes again. And I think the hope is that it's not true, and they're waiting to find out more information. But I do think that there's an Aggie that's honest with himself. Is at the very least is a little uncomfortable with everything that's going on. And when people make allegations like this, you have to stop and wonder. And I think to some, Johnny's lifestyle and some of the things he said about how he's going to do what he wants to and be who he is and things like that, at least to some, it makes it where they don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Olin, a leader, and usually your leader is your quarterback during the summer. You look at Georgia and A.J. Alabama and A.J. McCarron. You look at Georgia and Aaron Murray. And Aaron Murray at Georgia would write, okay, 7-on-7 at 7 o'clock, and everybody's there. Has Johnny Manziel been the leader this summer during the off season to where when it's time to get out on the football field and throw the ball around in 7-on-7 like the coaches expect you to do, has he been that leader? Has he been doing that?
It's my understanding that he has been involved in some 7-on-7. I don't know how much, and I frankly I don't have the access to know if he's the guy that's actually sending out the emails and saying, "Hey, we need to do this." But it is my understanding that he has been involved in 7-on-7 workouts.
How much of a distraction, though, is okay? I guess for the coaches not knowing if the NCAA is going to hand down anything, is Johnny going to be available? Will he be able to play in the first game? Are they going to suspend him for four? Because they've got to get a quarterback ready for this season. And if they are giving Johnny all these first-team reps and then all of a sudden, whoa, he can't play, and then you got to get a backup ready.
Well, not only that, a new offensive coordinator. You lost your offensive coordinator.
Well, they do have, as far as the offensive coordinator thing, I don't think it's as big an issue just because Clarence McKinney has been around and they're familiar with him, and he was their offensive coordinator during the Cotton Bowl, and he's been around part of the program. It would seem to me that, yes, it would be a distraction. They claim that it's not, yesterday Kevin Sumlin was saying, hey, there's issues you have to deal with every year, and I'm thinking, yeah, but not like this. That said, yes, it's true. They've got to get a backup quarterback ready. They would have had to do that anyway because there's no other quarterback on the roster other than Johnny Manziel who's played a college football game. Matt Jokel didn't play last year, or if he did, it wasn't significant enough to remember. He might have came in and handed off. I don't recall that he even did that. I know that Matt Davis, who's probably the second-string quarterback, redshirted last year, and then they got Kenny Hill, who's a true freshman. So even without this, they were going to have to really work hard to find a backup quarterback. I think that they said, and I believe, that they're just going to approach it like Johnny's their number one quarterback in the way they normally would until someone else tells them differently. And I don't know what else you can do at this point.
Wow. Well, okay, aside from Johnny Manziel, how's fall camp going for the Aggies?
Yeah, aside from that, Ms. Lincoln, how do you like to play? They're going to have to, like I said, find a backup quarterback. They got to decide on some receivers, but they feel really good about their options there. And, of course, rebuilding the defensive line, replacing a couple stars there, including DeMontre Moore, and then at linebacker, replacing a couple of lost starters. That's priority. They've got to find, got to fill some holes in the front seven. That's big. Now, if Johnny's able to play, that defense doesn't have to be great. It just has to be, good. I think that if he's playing, their offense is still going to be explosive enough to compensate for a lot of defensive issues. But, again, if he's not there, or if he's not there all season, or if he's not there for four games or whatever, they're going to be in trouble.
Now,
yes, sir.
You can finish up.
No, I'm done.
I was going to ask you about last year, and he had gotten to a little bit of trouble, and he was supposed to be suspended for the first game. And do you see? And they had the hurricane, so he ended up not getting suspended, right, is what I thought. But do you see if there's any way that he misses games this year?
I don't remember a time when he was supposed to be suspended last year.
Okay, maybe it's just reported.
There were some other players, two defensive players, that were supposed to be suspended for the first game. And then when the game was canceled, you might remember it was against Louisiana Tech,
right,
and there was a hurricane warning. And Louisiana Tech postponed the game. So A&M, actually, their first game that they played was against Florida. And Kevin Sumlin let the two guys that were supposed to be suspended for the first game, let them play against Florida. And his reasoning was, well, that's not supposed to be the first game. So you can – and then they didn't play against Louisiana Tech, which was like the sixth game of the year.
Yeah. Louisiana.
You can draw whatever conclusion you want to from that.
Louisiana Tech, Florida. Let's see. SEC opener forever or
right.
Louisiana Tech.
And that's the next question. Does Sumlin have a hold of this team? Is there a respect there? I've played for coaches before that players didn't respect, and then you play for coaches that you would run through a brick wall. That expression. Does he have control of that team? Is there respect there?
I think he does. I'm not going to lie and say that I don't think that there's some guys that probably don't look at that, at the situation with Johnny and how it's been handled and think, hey, would they do the same for me? Now, I will say this, that Kevin Sumlin keeps a tight grip on things, so we don't have a lot of access. They even decide which players are going to be interviewed each day. So you don't just go out there and request a player, or just go and walk up to somebody because they're just not available. So I'm speculating. But the fact of the matter is that this was a team that went 7-6 and kept faltering in the second half in 2011. And then last year was 11-2 and was really close to being in the national championship picture. So just for that reason, if nothing else, I think they respect Kevin Sumlin. And I think they really like the fact that, you know, they view him as a player's coach. So I don't think there's a respect issue with the coach, but I would not be surprised if at least some of those guys aren't saying privately that hey, you know, there seems to be a double standard here. But like I said, publicly, nobody's come out and said anything like that.
Olin, thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me on.